Welcome back to Slay Away, the podcast where we discuss the inspiration behind your favorite horror films, lore, gore, and every kill in between. We're excited to have with us the directors of Deliver Us, a thrilling religious horror film over a decade in the making. Welcome to Slay Away, Leroy Kunz and Crew Ennis. Crew is an award-winning filmmaker, director, writer, and producer that studied theatrical arts at the University of Arkansas to accompany degrees in marketing and finance. He is a founding member of World's Fair Pictures, where he has produced several shorts and feature films in over 22 different countries around the world. Lee is a writer, director, and actor from Denver, Colorado. He founded World's Fair Pictures with Crew and Isaac Bowman after dropping out of USC Film School to direct his first feature film, A Beer Tale. He is not only a filmmaker, but also a graphic novelist and musician. Deliver Us follows the entwined stories of Father Daniel and Sister Ulia. When the nun claims immaculate conception at a remote convent, the Vatican sends a team of priests to investigate, concerned about an ancient prophecy that a woman will give birth to twin boys, one the Messiah and the other the Antichrist.
This nun, Sister Ewens, is pregnant with twins. She claims it's immaculate.
You don't think that these children are from God?
I think all children are from God.
She says her two unborn kids talk to her, and that she knows that one of them is good, and one is evil.
Chosen. Like Mary and Joseph.
If they are born, they'll bring about the end of days.
Breathe in and out. 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 In and out.
Deliver Us is a beautifully sinister exploration of religious prophecy, faith, and the balance of good and evil. Veiled in darkness and cold hues, it sparks a sense of dread, with the threat of the end of days bolstered by its gorgeous and ominous cinematography and a fearsome, sharply edged score. With all of that said, welcome, Lee and Crew. It's so exciting to have you with me. Before diving into questions about the film, had either of you had a keen interest in horror or religious theology prior to working on this project?
So, some of my favorite films are horror. And I didn't think, Crew, we never really thought we'd make a ton of horror movies. And now after making one, we think we probably want to do a lot more.
I like to hear that.
And then definitely my Catholic background and Crew's Christian background definitely played a lot into wanting to make this specific one, our first film, or to get us into it.
And so, Lee, you co-wrote the script with Kane, correct?
Yes.
And so is there any inspiration? Is that your brother? Or is there any inspiration with the brother's theme here for the co-writing? Okay. What inspired the story and what was the writing experience like?
So it was actually my dad's idea. We were at a brewery together and he's always pitching me ideas. And he just told me I needed to shut up and listen to this one because it was a good one. And he said, it's a nun. It's pregnant with identical twin boys. One's the Messiah and one's the Antichrist. And I was just like, I started writing it the next day. I talked to Kane about it. I was like, I think dad just had one of the best ideas for a movie I've heard.
Yeah, I think no matter what religious background or not we may come from, the interesting thing for me is I'm also from a Christian background, growing up at least. And so this one deals with Catholicism, but you don't really have to know a lot about Catholicism to follow along with the story and this really kind of deep backstory that's going on. And playing into that to both of you, it's really, we really start out with a devastatingly gruesome opening scene. Didn't fail to captivate or intrigue me at all. I was like there right away. I loved the opening. There's a ritual sacrifice. It really sets the stage for the journey that the audience is going to go on with the characters. So I wanted to know if you could dive any deeper into that secret society. I think it's Vox Dei, which as far as I know in Italian means the voice of God.
Yes.
That's right.
So can you elaborate on maybe the society's origins a little, or the role that it plays within the film? Because we only see it a couple times, but it's interesting.
And we hope to make a prequel about it, don't we, crew?
Yes.
That would be awesome.
Build that out as much as possible because, like most people, me and Leroy love the idea of exploring that. You know, the hidden societies that, you know, revolve around the Catholic Church, whether they're directly or indirectly involved, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And so what really inspired that is actually, so my dad used to pay me to read books when I was in high school. And one of the ones was The Brothers Karamazov. And there's this chapter of The Grand Inquisitor. And that story is about Jesus, the second coming during the Spanish Inquisition. And the Catholic Church actually captures him and basically lectures him for everything he has done wrong, and that he shouldn't have given people free will, and that they were creating a better place on earth than he would. And we love this idea of this like parts of the Catholic Church that have obviously done some very evil, horrible things, that being a part of it that's there, and that this church thinks that they know better, and that they're basically in an open war against God and his plan because they think that the world is too brutal.
Lee, you wore many hats for this film. You co-wrote, you co-directed, produced, and starred in the film as Father Daniel, who's one of the central characters. Can you tell me at all about your experience making the film from both sides of the camera? Is that something that you had experienced before?
Well, I mean, having crew there just makes it a million times easier to do and like possible. The three of us, me, crew, and Isaac, doing that. So besides, I guess, having to physically go through with your body, I think that it helps you kind of boots on the ground, like really feel where the story is going or maybe connect to it a little bit more. But to feel comfortable with crew, being able to do that.
There are a lot of clearly difficult scenes for Father Daniel, including ones with visions. You're clearly in physical and mental anguish. What was it like to have to get into the mindset to portray what he was going through in those scenes?
Yeah, much more, how do you say, crew, we're talking about the dreams kind of being much more like visions or guidance from God.
Yeah.
Right.
Pushing them their way. I think the biggest thing is to separate the intellectual part of it and to try to then like experience it so that you're living in it. You're not trying to control it anymore. Because if you have an idea of where it's going, or if me and crew would always talk about like we have an idea of what we want to say, but we don't want to be too sure of ourselves. Hopefully we'll be surprised.
I felt that it was very coherent, the story itself, but it was also really disorienting. So if that was what you're going for in terms of, okay, so we can follow along, but we may not be able to really lead to any specific conclusion. And even towards the end, I didn't know exactly what was going to happen. And so that was really refreshing to finally, for once as a big horror fan, not be able to figure it out before the end of the movie.
That's awesome. My compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, no predictability at all. I think people are really going to love it. So going back to the story in Father Daniel, who appears to me to be struggling with his beliefs before accepting his final assignment as a priest. And that's to say, you know, he doesn't necessarily believe in the exorcisms that he's performing. I don't know if he's struggling with his faith, like he's still Catholic, but he doesn't believe in all the strict things that Catholicism or rules that it makes you abide by. So he and Sister Ulia are both on journeys, but they begin at sort of opposite ends of the faith spectrum before reaching the same destination. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, so we always talked that that he still had his faith fully, but just that he had fallen in love. And I was reading a book by Pope Francis, and a quote in it was and we use it in the movie, is it's better to be a good Christian than a bad priest, and that that he needed to be a father for his son. And so Daniel is from Canada, and so they're talking about moving back there so they can, you know, have their family there to raise their kid.
Right. I heard Edmonton. I knew where that was, the one place in Canada I've been.
I heard some Canadians thought that was pretty funny. Like, cause I guess
it is funny.
It's like Edmonton. It's like, without the lines of like his family's there, or, you know, it's just like, doesn't make sense.
Yeah. It's a fun little line, and you hear it, but you don't exactly hear it when she's, I searched Edmonton. Seems like a great place to, you know, raise a family. It does give you a little chuckle, but like only really if you are like me from the Pacific Northwest, very close to Canada. So Crew, I had read about your passion for socially conscious sort of narratives and films and things like that. So how do you think that Deliver Us taps into the cultural consciousness and that feud between, you know, good and evil, and how you want the film to engage viewers?
Wow, great question. You know, it examines biblical themes, and by doing that, you know, with authenticity, then I think you can get people to think, especially when it comes to violence and their relationship with God. Those are the things that we really hit on in the movie. And if you can get people to somehow take away from experiencing, you know, taken away from their experience with the movie to kind of re-examine their relationship with faith, their relationship in the world, I think that's a very responsible thing to do for society. Like what we talked about at the beginning of this project was not so much as making a statement as so much as just asking the right questions, and then having our characters experience it on camera in the film, and then let audiences interpret. Like what you said earlier, how closely you follow the film and what you took away from it is pretty much exactly what we're trying to do. You know, like our movie has like the highest ideals of humanity, you know, forgiveness, you know, your actions have consequences. What you do and what you put into this world matters on every scale. You know, having that like portrayed in the film and examined from our characters, I think is great for people and great for society.
Some cool things that people will like: baby mind control. Right? Just a little.
Great idea.
Which those are intense scenes, but they're like super interesting to watch without being funny. They don't evoke humor necessarily. It's actually quite scary. And then once there's, you know, auditory, what could be hallucinations, but it's all quite frightening. But I loved the film, you know, and I didn't know what to expect. Yeah, it was really exciting. And I love religious horror. So.
Yeah, thank you so much for watching. And that's really nice of you to say.
Yeah, I guess I'll wrap it up and ask, is there anything you guys can tease about any upcoming projects that you're working on? People usually can't, but I ask anyway.
That's a good question. I don't know what we can say. We've expanded this universe, and we have ideas for sequels. Leroy and Kane have been, you know, talking about really interesting stuff. And Leroy is like a writing factory. We turn out a script in like 3 weeks. It's unbelievable. So there's a lot going on.
Well, other than their biblical names, we never actually hear Ulia state what the names of the twins are. So I'd be interested to find out their names. And I'd love to see where that storyline goes, because it's interesting when they have to come to conflict. It says you have to prepare him for, you know, the war with his brother, or to go to war with his brother. And I said, okay, well, when does the war start? Childhood, adulthood? Like, when do they come into their own? And so, yeah, there's a lot to explore. So I'm excited to see what comes out of it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And I think I actually, even though I've seen it, I'll go and see it in theaters too, if it's playing near me, which I hope it is.
The surround mix, the sound. So Brent Kaiser from Unbridled, he did Everything Everywhere All at Once, all the Daniels movies, is a genius. And he got his hands on our film. And when you watch it, like in a theater, it's such a different experience. I mean, I got moved to tears when we were approving the DCP, you know, or the digital cinema package, because when you hear it on that scale for the first time, it's unbelievable.
I will say that some of the biggest scares that I did jump quite a few times, and it was all the score. And the cinematography is amazing. The film is beautiful. The shooting locations, the performances are just absolutely fantastic. But the sound design and the score scared the life out of me. That was the scariest part throughout, because I can handle gore. So
he's going to love that.
Yeah. Well,
thank you both so much.
Thanks, yeah.
Thank you so much.
If you haven't heard about Deliver Us, it's probably playing in a theater near you. But if it's not, you can watch it now at home. So please go see it in the theater, experience that explosion of terrifying sound, or watch it right at home. It's fantastic. I promise you will not be disappointed.